Good morning. Today is Wednesday. 12th day of the session, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Roll call for the 12th day of the session, January 25th, 2017. Allen,
here.
Baker,
here.
Barlow,
here.
Whiteman,
here.
Blackburn,
here.
Blake,
here.
Bovey,
here.
Brown,
here.
Burkhart, Bird, Clausen, Clem, Clem, Connolly, Court, Crank, Dayton, Edwards, Eklund, Ayer, Flitner, Freeman, Furphy, Garou, Gray, Greer, Haley, Hallinan, Halverson, excused, Henderson, Hunt, Jennings, Kinner, Kirkbride, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lone, Laux, McGuire, Madden, McKim, excused, Miller, Nicholas, excused, Northrup, Obermuller, Olson, Paxton, Pelkey, Pieperinen, Ponell, Salazar, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Sweeney, Walters, excused, Wilson, excused, Winters, Zwanitzer, Mr. Speaker, Crank, Burkhart, excused, Larson Lloyd, excused, Northrup, excused, Schwartz, excused, Summers, excused. We have 50 present, 10 excused.
Members, our Appropriations Committee is still working there off the floor. They'll join us shortly. At this time, would you please rise? We have the pleasure of Reverend Laura Rainwater again with us today, and please rise for the prayer.
Let us join together as we consider the responsibilities that are laid upon us on this day. Gracious and Holy One, you have called us to be your people. You have created your world, and you have called us to be responsible for all that is within your world, especially to be responsible for one another. Lord, we just bless and pray for your guidance upon those that will make decisions as they carry the mantle of responsibility, trying to create and make sure that there is a just world in which all may flourish, whether old or young, male or female, able-bodied or differently abled, those that feel safe or those that feel insecure. Lord, we just pray that this responsibility mantle that is upon them might be blessed by your Spirit. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
Good morning.
Good to see you.
No, I am.
Yeah,
a
little bit.
Hey.
We're at that order of business of journal committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of January 24, 2017 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Guru and Representative Gray.
I'd like to call on our courtesy committee chairman, Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the 64th, I just wanted to pass along to you that Representative Halverson's mother passed away last night. And if you didn't know that, it's with a heavy heart that I bring that news. And we've decided that we will get a card and everyone will sign it. And then we'll find out when the if there will be a memorial, a donation or something like that. And then we will make a donation in her mother's name to that charity or whatever it may be. And secondly, I want to report on my good chairman of agriculture, Robert McKim, Representative McKim. He's doing good. He's looking forward to getting out and getting back on the floor here again. And he's open for anybody who wants to come up and say hi to him. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. And he's probably listening right now, so we miss you. Representative McKim, we need you back here. And he's in room 6225, I believe. And I went up and saw him the other night, and he's doing good, great spirits. But just have your thoughts and prayers towards Marty's family today. And thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Blake. And as a body, we appreciate you and the rest of the members of the Courtesy Committee and taking that extra care and to look out for members in need. So we appreciate that update. And I would say that Representative Chairman McKim, again, I think visitors are welcome. So just feel free and stop over and foam in, foam out, as the hospital says. And he really looks great. So thank you, Representative Blake. Okay, our doctor of the day is Dr. Doug Parks from right here in Cheyenne. Is he here, Dr. Parks? He might be down. Yeah, he's down at the other end. But so, Dr. Parks, thank you. We have no nurse of the day. Okay, members, we are at that order of business of reading and reference of bills. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 81.
House Bill 81, introduced by Representative McKim, Hemp Extract Amendments.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health.
House Bill 81 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 99.
House Bill 99, introduced by Representative Lindholm, Marriage Certificates.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to domestic relations.
House Bill 99 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 145.
House Bill 145, introduced by Representative Pelkey, Possession of Controlled Substances, Subsequent Offenses.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to controlled substances.
House Bill 145 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 157.
House Bill 157, introduced by Representative Baker, Marijuana Possession of Less Than 3 Ounces.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to food and drugs.
House Bill 157 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 197.
House Bill 197, introduced by Representative Olson, Marijuana and THC Products Policy Reform Act.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to controlled substances.
House Bill 197 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 206.
House Bill 206, introduced by Representative Lone, Asset Forfeiture.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to asset forfeiture.
House Bill 206 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 212.
House Bill 212, introduced by Representative Connolly, Statutory Gender References.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to statutory gender designations.
House Bill 212 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. And the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 215.
House Bill 215, introduced by Representative Blackburn, Drug-Induced Infant Endangerment.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses.
House Bill 215 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 223.
House Bill 223, introduced by Representative Baker, Concealed Weapons Permit Insurance.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to concealed weapons.
House Bill 223 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 226.
House Bill 226, introduced by Representative Clem, Foster Parents Bill of Rights.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to children.
House Bill 226 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 230.
House Bill 230, introduced by Representative Lox, Hemp Farming.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to food and drugs.
House Bill 230 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 212. The next bill for our consideration is 217.
House Bill 217, introduced by Representative Freeman, Investment of Public Funds, Fixed Deferred Annuities.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public funds.
House Bill 217 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 224.
House Bill 224, introduced by Representative Gray, Supplemental Budget Requests, Limitations.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to state budgets.
House Bill 224 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 213.
House Bill 213, introduced by Representative Guru, Water and Sewer District Assessments.
House Bill 213 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Excuse me. Let's have the first reading of the bill.
An act relating to water and sewer districts.
House Bill 213 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 220.
House Bill 220, introduced by Representative Edwards, Ad Valorem Taxation, Liens, and on Mineral Production.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Ad Valorem Taxation.
House Bill 220 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 225.
House Bill 225, introduced by Representative Harshman, Select Committee on Education Funding.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education.
House Bill 225 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 236.
House Bill 236, introduced by House Education, School Finance, Omnibus Education Funding.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school finance.
House Bill 236 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 193.
House Bill 193, introduced by Representative Zwanitzer, Animal Protection.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to animals.
House Bill 193 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 214.
House Bill 214, introduced by Representative Henderson, Game and Fish Lifetime Pioneer License.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
House Bill 224 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 229.
House Bill 229, introduced by Representative Summers, Game Animals, Hunt Consultation Services.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to outfitters and guides.
House Bill 229 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. On the referral. Members, I want to correct the audio and correct the record on the previous bill, 214. I believe I incorrectly referenced House Bill 224. It is House Bill 214 on your list is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Thank you. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 208.
House Bill 208, introduced by Representative Gray, Attorney General, Elected Official.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Attorney General.
House Bill 208 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 221.
House Bill 221, introduced by Representative Burkhart, Non-Resident Employer Bonding Requirements.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to labor and employment.
House Bill 221 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 227.
House Bill 227, introduced by Representative Summers, Automatic Renewal of Consumer Contracts.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to consumer protection.
House Bill 227 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 154.
House Bill 154, introduced by Representative Clem, Art in Public Buildings.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public property.
House Bill 154 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 209.
House Bill 209, introduced by Representative Connolly, Disparity in Wages and Benefits Between Men and Women.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to employment.
House Bill 209 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 231.
House Bill 231, introduced by Representative Laux, Firearm Possession, Allow Felons Antique Firearms.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to firearms.
House Bill 231 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 239.
House Bill 239, introduced by Representative Zwanitzer. Telecommunications deregulation.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to telecommunications.
House Bill 239 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Reports from standing committees. One moment, though. Time out on that. I want to first recognize Representative. Do you have a privilege of the floor, Representative Bowles?
Brown
is what I said. Representative Brown.
I'm not as good looking as my fellow colleague here from House District 11, but thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I wanted to have everybody take a second and let everybody know that on November 8, 2016, Cheyenne made history. We elected our first female mayor, and I invited our new Madam Mayor to come down and join us this morning and have all of us give her a big thanks for the wonderful host community that she's provided us for the past couple weeks and will continue to for the next few more.
Mayor Orr, welcome to the House, and I might add that she is a Natrona County Mustang. Congratulations, Madam Mayor, and thank you for joining us today in the House. Now we are on... I'm sorry. Representative Clausen.
May I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
It's my privilege to announce that Ms. Diltz's class from 7th grade at Douglas Middle School is here in the Fishbowl, and they're following a bill through. Would all of you join me in welcoming them to the House?
Thank you. Welcome to the House. Any other privileges? Reports from standing committees.
House Bill 151, introduced by Representative Madden, cigarette tax, an act relating to the taxation and revenue. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 151, cigarette tax, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Connolly, Dayton, Furphy, Hallinan, Kinner, Madden, Obermuller, Paxton. Noes, Representative Larson. Signed, Representative Madden, Chairman. House Bill 165, introduced by Representative Barlow, Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine Practice Act, an act relating to professions and occupations. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 165, Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine Practice Act, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Ayer, Furphy, Lone, Sweeney, Zwanitzer. Noes, Representative Lindholm. Signed, Representative Zwanitzer, Chairman. House Bill 186, introduced by Representative Kirkbride, Improvement and Service Districts Services, an act relating to improvement and service districts. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 186, Improvement and Service Districts Services, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Ayer, Lindholm, Sweeney, and Zwanitzer. Noes, Representative Edwards and Lone. Excused, Representative Furphy. Signed, Representative Zwanitzer, Chairman. House Bill 95, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred House Bill 95, Vehicle Registration Penalties,
respectfully reports, same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Blake, Brown, Court, Crank, Edwards, Laux. Noes, Representative Eklund and Piperinen. Signed, Representative Eklund, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Chairman's wanted, sir.
If it's appropriate, can I refer House Bill number 165 to your committee number 2, Appropriations?
House Bill 165 is re-referred to committee number 2, Appropriations. We're at that order of business now. Bill's on second reading.
House Bill 28, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, approved depositories for public funds, an act relating to public depositories.
House Bill 28, haven't been read 2 separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 29.
House Bill 29, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, deposits by political subdivisions, an act relating to public funds.
House Bill 29, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 44.
House Bill 44, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Board of Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors, an act relating to professional engineers and land surveyors.
House Bill 44, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 52.
House Bill 52, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, Governmental Immunity, Cooperative Public Transportation, an act relating to governmental claims.
We have an amendment. Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move First Amendment on second reading to House Bill 52, and we'll take the opportunity to explain the changes. As you might recall, there was discussion yesterday about the broadness of the immunity and concerns that Wyoming would be subject to claims from another state, which would be more than we would be interested to deal with. So I'll try and walk you through it as quickly as possible, starting with the first change is line 6 on page 1. After the word concerning, add the word reciprocal so that it is clear that this is an arrangement between two governments. Then going on to page 2, lines 11, 12, and 13. And what we're doing here on line 11 after institutions, we have to have a comma to insert another clause. And then what it says after that is, but only while physically present in the state of Wyoming and while in the course of then operating a cooperative public transportation program. So the purpose of that is to make it clear that the reciprocal agreement only applies I have a concern with that. I'll finish going through this and then I'll get back to that. But it's limiting once again to this reciprocal agreement. I think the problem is when we say only while physically present in the state of Wyoming, that's actually taking away the very thing we want. So this might require an adjustment for third reading. I missed that this morning. And then going on page 4, lines 11, um, after the word subsection insert shall only apply to the operation of a cooperative public transportation program. And then in lines 13 and 14, basically doing the same thing. So except for that one minor problem, I think this fixed most of the problems with the bill, but I see that my esteemed colleague is rising to the podium, and I'll let him speak to this.
Chairman Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Of course, I rise to in opposition of what my good colleague said. I actually think his amendment's fine. I think it does accomplish what he wants it to accomplish. So, as I was pointing out yesterday, I felt as if this bill, as initially presented, had some real issues, and I commend the gentleman from the Large Mountain County for coming in and bringing this amendment, because it does close those up. I'd encourage you to vote for the second reading amendment. I will give it some, I just really haven't had time, I'll give it some stricter scrutiny, and if there is any more tweaking, we'll catch it on the next round. But this definitely is a step in the right direction with this.
Any other discussion? Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I do urge you to vote in favor of this, and then I will bring forward a third reading amendment to fix that one minor problem. Oh, I'll review it. Maybe it's not a problem. I've misread it. Either way, I will review it again. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. So we'll certainly have a solution in search of a problem. So we appreciate that. We do that many times here, I'll add. Okay, members, back on this amendment we are voting on, second reading amendment number one to House Bill 52. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. It's been adopted. Having been read two separate times, the question, House Bill 52, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall be read a third time. Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65.
House Bill 65, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Public Safety Communications Reorganization. An act relating to the Public Safety Communications Commission.
House Bill 65, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 75.
House Bill 75, introduced by Representative Byrd. Automatic restoration of the right to vote, an act relating to criminal procedure.
House Bill 75, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78.
House Bill 78, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Salvage title updates, an act relating to motor vehicle certificates of title.
House Bill 78, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. We are now at that order of business of bills on third reading, consent list. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the consent list consisting of the following bills: House Bill 23, House Bill 87, House Bill 93, House Bill 101, House Bill 119, and House Bill 126.
Are there any members who would like any of these bills removed from the consent list? Reading clerk, please read the bills.
House Bill 23, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Secretary of State's Office Amendments, an act relating to the Secretary of State. Be it enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming. House Bill 87, introduced by Representative Ponnell. Return of victims' property held as evidence, an act relating to the Victim and Witness Bill of Rights. Be it enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming. House Bill 93, introduced by Representative Larson. Witchy Repayment Program, Veterinary Medicine Students, an act relating to the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education, Witchy Repayment Program. Be it enacted by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming. House Bill 101, introduced by Representative Hallinan. School districts, veterans employment preference, an act relating to veterans. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 119, introduced by Representative Kirkbride. Senior citizen districts, use of revenues, an act relating to senior citizen service districts. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 126, introduced by Representative Piperian, elementary school foreign language requirement, an act relating to education. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Roll call on the consent. Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Fightman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton. Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Ayer,
aye.
Flitner,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Furphy,
aye.
Guru,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Haley,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Halverson excused, Henderson,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride, Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lone,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
McGuire,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim, excused, Miller,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Obermuller,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Ponnell,
aye.
Salazar,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers, Steinmetz,
aye.
Sweeney,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
58 aye, 2 excused. As for House Bill 23, are there any changes? Edwards, aye to no. Lone, aye to no. Are there other changes? Piperinen? Aye to no. Closing vote? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 3 no, 2 excused. As for House Bill 87, are there any changes? Closing vote? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As for House Bill 93, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As for House Bill 101, are there any changes? Zwanitzer, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Laux? Laux, aye to no. Summers, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Are there other changes? Connolly, aye to no. Eklund, aye to no. Closing vote. Pelkey, aye to no. Other changes? Winters, you were no to aye. Okay. Other changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 48 aye, 10 no, 2 excused. As for House Bill 119, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As for House Bill 126, are there any changes? Byrd? Aye to no. Pelkey? Aye to no. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 56 aye, 2 no, 2 excused. That was 126.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 23, 87, 93, 101, 119, and 126 have passed the House. We're on that order of business of third reading regular list. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 15.
House Bill 15, introduced by Judiciary, Sex Offender Registration Fees and Penalties, an act relating to sex offender registration. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There are amendments. Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pursuant to House Rule 7-3, I'd ask that House Bill 15 be laid back a day.
Without objection, House Bill 15 is laid back one day. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 37.
House Bill 37, introduced by Education, Teacher Accountability, an act relating to teacher accountability. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 37 has amendments. Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House consider, I haven't done this, reading amendment number one to bill number 37. Yesterday, I was kind of caught off guard with the amendment on second reading that deleted almost all of the state school board involvement in teacher accountability. About 38 years ago, I was sitting in a room with my principal, and he basically said, "This is how I evaluate teachers." About 10 years after that, I was in a room with a social studies group, and a member of this body talked about how he came up with ways to evaluate teachers and put it into law. Where we're at now is much better placed than both of those places. And what I have proposed is that we strike the amendment that we passed yesterday very narrowly. And if you go through that, we have taken submission or inserted submission, took out development and assessment by that body. We reinserted comprehensive. And I think the meat of the whole amendment is the state board shall, and this is important, in consultation with local school districts, establish the criteria for school district teacher performance evaluation systems and provide districts the flexibility in designing teacher evaluations to improve classroom discussions. So basically, we still gave the teacher evaluations to the school districts with some monitoring oversight by the state school board. And I hope that you can accept this amendment. Thank you.
Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to speak in favor of this amendment because I think it does take a step
in the right direction. We do want uniformity across our state, and certainly the amendment yesterday basically took some of that uniformity out. But what this importantly does, this amendment does, is it doesn't actually allow the development. So the school districts get to be in the driver's seat of this process, it looks to me, the way I understand the amendment, the intent of the amendment. So I'd be in favor of the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any other members for their first time? Chairman Northrup.
Get it, really. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also stand in favor of this bill, I think that, or this amendment. I think that what they're trying to do is great. And like I said, it's going to put it back, the districts back in the driver's seat. It also allows the state board to have some say into it, and that's what we were after to start with. So, good. Pass it on.
Any other members for their first time? Any members first time? Any members for the second time for the sponsor? Any other members? Okay. Sensing you're ready to vote. The question then is on amendment, third reading amendment number one to House Bill 37. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. House Bill, third reading amendment number one to House Bill 37 has been adopted. House Bill 37, having been read three separate times, the question is, should the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Fightman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson excused. Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kenner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim excused. Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson. No. Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 56 aye, 2 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 37, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 37 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Representative Clem, what's your point?
This goes back. We had a bill that was laid back. However, it was read in on third reading, and I believe that it has to be laid back prior to the third reading, and so I'd call point of order on that.
Okay. Point of order. Just let us pause for a minute, and thank you. Members, just rereading here, floor action on, actions on the bill on our House Rules 7.0, and the good representative from Campbell County asked about the point of at which point can a member request that it be laid back. It's not crystal clear as I read the rule, but we certainly didn't take any action on the bill. It has a couple amendments and certainly didn't vote on the bill. So I'm going to, in regards to the member's point of order, I'm going to stay with my original ruling. There was no objection, and the bill is laid back one additional day. Okay, members, we are back now on House Bill 62. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 62, introduced by Representative Pelkey, Immunity for Drug Overdose Reporting, an act relating to controlled substances, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 62, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Baker.
No.
No. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
No.
No. Clem.
Aye.
Aye. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank.
Aye.
Aye. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
No. Eklund.
Aye.
Aye. Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Aye. Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Aye. Gray.
Aye.
Aye. Greer.
Aye.
Haley. Haley. Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson excused. Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Aye. Jennings.
Aye.
Aye. Kenner.
Aye.
Aye. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Dan.
Aye.
Aye. Lindholm.
Aye.
Aye. Lone.
No.
No. Laux.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Madden.
No.
No. McKim. Excused. Miller.
Aye.
Aye. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
No. Obermuller.
Aye.
Aye. Olson.
No.
No. Paxton.
Aye.
Aye. Pelkey.
Aye.
Aye. Pipirinen.
Aye.
Aye. Ponell.
Aye.
Aye. Salazar.
Aye.
Aye. Schwartz.
Aye.
Aye. Summers.
Aye.
Aye. Steinmetz.
Aye.
Aye. Sweeney.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
Aye.
Aye. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Aye. Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Haley.
Aye.
Haley. Aye. Are there any changes? Larson Dan. Aye. To no. Other changes? Blackburn. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 50 aye, 8 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 62, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 62 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 77.
House Bill 77, introduced by Representative Zwanitzer, In-State Tuition AmeriCorps Service, an act relating to higher education, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 77 has an amendment. Representative Lone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll withdraw this amendment at the proper time, but I felt that we need a little more discussion.
Governor Sloan, can you please just move the amendment?
Oh, I move amendment number one, third reading, amendment number one for House Bill 77. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I apologize. I'd just like to take a moment to say that this bill sets a precedence as it singles out one of many volunteer organizations within our state and provides for preferential treatment. Our role is not to play favorites in this legislature, but to level the playing field so that all are treated equal. I recommend that you vote no on this bill and look for alternative solutions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Any members for their first time? Any other members for their... We're working on a battery. Okay, Representative Eklund. Chairman Eklund.
I guess I'd like to have some clarification on these students. My understanding is that they've been here for a year and would qualify for in-state anyway. If that could be cleared up a little bit, I'd appreciate some more conversation on that. Thank you.
Okay, any members for their first time? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sponsor of this amendment did raise up a good point. We are singling out AmeriCorps. That's in the bill. And I worry about there's other organizations like Job Corps that's not included in here. And I wonder if there is, Article 3, Section 27, when Peace Corps, another one, there's a lot of them out there. So I'm wondering if we're creating special legislation here. So I would urge the body. I like the bill, but it's I don't know if it's constitutional. It sounds like special legislation, so I would urge caution.
Any other members for their first time? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I like the bill, too. I guess I'll try to knock out the debate questions one by one. Peace Corps is overseas, so I suppose there are programs. This isn't precedent setting. We've done this for veterans. And have another bill this year to do it for veterans who don't even have any requirements to have been in the state for a year. But we passed that through this body before. And really, as the good chairman of transportation said, this is just a quirk that these people are listed as volunteers in the state, not workers. I assume if you're working for Job Corps, I'm not sure if that's a proper name or not, that would be a job and that would be counted as employment. So, really, I can't go change the federal law, and so I can change the state law, and it was just to help 7 or 12 people get in-state tuition for reasons they would otherwise already qualify for. Not trying to do anything nefarious, and don't think there's any unintended consequences, just trying to fix one of those weird provisions in the federal law that that these are volunteers, not workers, and if they were workers, they would already qualify.
Any other members for their first time? Any member for their second time before the sponsor? Sorry, Representative Gray, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple things. One, I'm concerned that this was not re-referred to appropriations. Obviously, the Rules Committee ruling, they did that yesterday. But if you look at some
point,
of the things...
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Chairman Greer, what's your point?
Well, I always have a point. But respectfully, the delete the enacting clause is to speak to the merits of the bill, not to go and speak against the process. The issue regarding re-referral was vetted thoroughly by your Rules Committee and decision was made. So I'm trying to be gentle here and respectful, but... If it's to the merits of the bill. That's my point, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would urge all of us to stay to the merits of the bill. You know, well over half the bills we pass have a fiscal impact. I think it's very clear in the rules. The Rules Committee vetted this, Representative Gray. And so I want to caution all members that we are now speaking on the merits of the bill and whether or not to pass this bill. So, Representative Gray.
I mean, Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd be curious where in our rules it says that an acting clause amendment can only, you can only speak on the merits of the bill. But bottom line is this has a fiscal impact. And, you know, it was, the point is that if you're going to have a block grant to the University of Wyoming and with Section 1 funds, and yes, Section 2 funds is what we're dealing with here, but there's going to be a cost shift. And looking at our budgets last weekend, I was doing some budget work. Our University of Wyoming Section 1 funds, I mean, it's a big part of our budget. And I think not considering the implications of some of our actions is one of the reasons it's increased over time. And so I'd ask you to consider the fiscal implications of this. I don't think we've done enough of that. Another key point, I think, is that if they already qualify because they've been here a year, why don't they just declare Wyoming as their state and then qualify? And if they don't want to do that, why should we build a special carve-out for them? Thank you.
Any other members for their first time? Representative Pelkey.
No, I'm fine. I was just going to raise another point of order. That's all.
What's your point, Representative?
The good representative was continuing on a line of discussion that I thought the chair had already shut down.
Thank you, Representative Pelkey. And again, I'm going to say this to all members. We have a process. It's in our House rules and our joint rules, and it's in Mason's. And the Rules Committee ruled on this exact question of fiscal implications yesterday. And so I will give courtesy at this point on this debate, but I would caution all members that when it becomes an obstructionist or a delay tactic or those kind of things, we want to confine our debate to the issue at hand. And so, again, let's sharpen that up. And I appreciate that and the point of order, and I appreciate everybody's consideration as we focus our debate. Any other member for their first time? Any other member first time? Any member their second time before the sponsor, Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And this bill does have a fiscal impact, but I would argue it is a positive fiscal impact, right? These are kids who otherwise would probably not attend our university or our community colleges. They would go somewhere else out of state, and they would not come back. So we're talking about, I guess, any college-age person, but we're talking about people who've taken a year of their lives off, usually young people, to volunteer and make a difference in the state of Wyoming. I mean, they basically live on a meager, we can't call it a salary because they're volunteering, a meager stipend. They do that for a year to help out something in Wyoming, in your communities at home, and then they get offered in-state tuition other places in other states. And they say, okay, we're going to head out of Wyoming because the federal rules say they're volunteers, not workers. So the impact of the state, I mean, is immeasurable. These are some of the smartest kids we have in the country. They're here for whatever reason. Sometimes they get assigned. Sometimes they have some choices. But they've chosen Wyoming. And if we can keep them here for another 4 years or for grad school, for a PhD, they're more and more likely to stay here. We know these are the active youth who or young adults who are already given back to our community, why would we not want to keep them? So if there is any fiscal impact at all, you know, you get some more tuition to university, you get brighter minds at the university, and you get some better people who hopefully will stay in the state, claim Wyoming, live here for their lives, and have a positive, beneficial economic impact. And I just can't see why this would be a difficult bill. Once again, it's a simple fix that under the federal program rules, these people are volunteers, not workers. If everything else applies, it's just a little quirk in law I'm trying to allow that other states have had to do the same thing. We're not new in this. You know, our neighbors to the south of all three of the five states to our south have done this already. We're just trying to be competitive for some of the brightest young people in our country. I would ask for your support.
For any members for the second time, Chairman Eklund.
Yeah, my question and my current concern, I don't think has been answered exactly. And it's concerning the residency. Can volunteers not claim residency within the state that they're volunteering work in? I hear some shakes of the head. My question might have been answered. No one needs to mess with that.
Okay, any other member for their second time? before the sponsor. Representative Lone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for this opportunity to have a little more discourse on this topic. At this time, I will rescind my amendment.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 77 has been withdrawn. We are voting on the bill. So House Bill 77, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
No. Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman. No. Blackburn.
No.
No. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
No.
No. Clem.
No.
No. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
No.
No. Crank.
No.
Dayton.
Aye.
Aye. Edwards.
No.
No. Eklund.
No.
No. Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Aye. Freeman.
Aye.
Aye. Furphy.
Aye.
Aye. Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
No. Greer.
No.
No. Haley.
No.
Hallinan.
No.
No. Halverson excused. Henderson.
Aye.
Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Aye. Jennings.
No.
No. Kinner.
Aye.
Aye. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Lloyd.
No.
No. Larson Dan.
No.
No. Lindholm.
Aye.
Aye. Lone.
No.
Laux.
No.
No. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Madden.
Aye.
Aye. McKim. Excused. Miller.
No.
No. Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Northrup.
Aye.
Aye. Obermuller.
No.
No. Olson.
No.
No. Paxton.
Aye.
Aye. Pelkey.
Aye.
Aye. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Aye. Ponell.
Aye.
Aye. Salazar.
No.
No. Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Aye. Steinmetz.
No.
No. Sweeney.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
No.
No. Wilson.
No.
No. Winters.
No.
No. Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 30 aye, 28 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 77, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 77 has failed to pass the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112. Time out. Members, just so we're clear, the bill will need 31 votes to pass the majority of those elected. The bill had 30 votes. So as I said, House Bill 77, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 77 has failed to pass the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112.
House Bill 112, introduced by Labor, Health, and Social Services. EMS Licensure Interstate Compact, an act relating to emergency medical service licensure. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 112, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Baker.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
No.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
No.
No. Byrd.
Byrd.
Aye. Aye. Clausen.
Aye. Aye. Clem. No. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. No. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. No. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Guru. Aye. Gray. No. Greer.
No.
Haley. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson excused. Henderson. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. No. Kenner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden. Aye. McKim excused. Miller. No. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Overmuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
No.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz. Aye. Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 45 aye, 13 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 112, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of members elected to the House, House Bill 112 has passed the House. Members, before we leave third reading, I just want us to stand at ease for a few minutes till the sound of the gavel. Thank you. Okay, members, we're back in third reading, and we're going to pause for a minute. I want to recognize Chairman Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Respectfully, I wish to renew the point of order raised by Representative Clem on House Bill 15 that was laid back, and I would call for a Rules Committee decision on the
case. Thank you. And so I'd ask the Rules Committee, I want to make sure that, there's a couple sections in that 7.0 of House Rules, and we want to go through them. We've got some history behind this, and I want to make sure the entire Rules Committee and Representative Clem is well-versed in this. So if the Rules Committee could come up, Representative Clem, and we'll pause for a moment. Okay, members, we had a very thoughtful Rules Committee meeting, and we read really all sections of Rule 7, House Rule 7, and it's clear to all of us, I think, in Rules that the rule is not clear. And a lot of good arguments and commentary on both sides of the issue. So my ruling as a chair will stand on that, but I've asked our staff, and I really want to talk to all of us about that. So let's make crystal clear, and my ruling was off 7-3 and 7-4, I believe, that we hadn't taken any action. And where does reading the bill and action, and we talked about history in this, precedents in this House, and things that have happened in the past. And so we've all kind of jogged our collective memory to probably bring a rule change next year to clean that up. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask our staff to really research this and make sure that we kind of come down with a more clear answer. So, and I'm going to ask our staff that we change kind of the script to make sure that I will offer, are there any bills before we get going, before anything is read in that they would like removed. So we're crystal clear on that. And because certainly working an amendment, getting into those things, calling for the question or the vote, we don't want to have the opportunity then to lay a bill back. That's not the point to use a rule like that. The real point of the rule is to lay it back to make it better. We want to work on the bill and have a better product. That's the point of the whole exercise. So that's where we're at. And so we're now on that order of business of consideration of bills on general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Everyone should have a blue sheet on their desk of the general file bills this morning. The first five bills will be House Bill 84, House Bill 91, House Bill 111, House Bill 117, and House Bill 40. But we'll get further down the list today, so take a look at what's coming up. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. Representative Flitner.
The Committee of the Whole will come to order. Before we proceed, if I might have a moment, I was just handed a card that was given to me by my college roommate, and I thought it was fitting to share this with you. It's a quote from Oliver Wendell Holmes. I find that the great things in this world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving. So with that, the first bill for our consideration is House Bill number 84. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 84, introduced by Representative Barlow. Workers' Compensation, Delinquent Employers, an act relating to labor and employment. Madam Chairman, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 84, Workers' Compensation, Delinquent Employers, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Barlow, Clem, Dayton, Giroux, Hallinan, Halverson, Lone, McGuire, and Sweeney. Signed, Representative Halverson, Vice Chair.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Oh, we do have an amendment. Committee of the Whole amendment. Chairman Barlow, excuse me.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
I move the Committee of the Whole rise to report. It does so with the recommendation that House Bill 84 do pass. And, Madam Chairman, I would explain the bill at your pleasure.
Carry on.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see several bills that come out of Labor Health Committee, and I'm sponsoring on several of them. And they go to both workers' comp and unemployment insurance. And these come out of the interim discussions, but not interim approved topics. So that's why you're going to see a number of these, but we didn't have the latitude within our interim topics. The issue that's being dealt with here is the challenges that some of the industries in our state have faced with the downturn in our mineral economy and other economies that may be affected by natural disasters, fires, et cetera, in the tourism industry. So what occurs is the employers get into a cash flow crunch. They're paying their employees, and they have also a responsibility to the state through workers' comp or UI. And because of cash flow concerns, i.e., they're not getting paid because somebody goes into bankruptcy. Some of you know that some of those big companies up in the northeast part of the state that had lots of subcontractors, there were bankruptcies, and cash flow stopped for these smaller companies. And so then they were put in a place where they had some delinquencies, whether it be a monthly, if they were monthly payers or quarterly payers of either workman's comp or UI. So we started looking at the laws and at the statutes and the flexibility of the agency to actually deal with these circumstances. And it turns out the agency has no flexibility. Not only that, but the hammer, all they have is hammers. So you're down and they keep pounding on you. And that is our job, to take the hammer off. So I'm going to quickly run through this bill and go through the bill. So on page 2, the first thing that someone who gets behind on their payments, the first thing we say is they shall go to court. The attorney, the agency shall take them to court. No latitude. So you see on page 11, line 11, page 2, I struck shall, put in may. That will be operative when we get to the end of the bill because we're adding a new option that will take precedence over all of these options. Now let's go down to line 18, page 2. Here is the monthly interest rate that is currently in statute, 2% monthly. So you can do the math, 24% annually, compound that, 24.68. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just suggesting we cut it in half. From 2% monthly to 1% monthly. Certainly, this is still punitive, but it's not at the rate that we might expect at some of the lenders in our state. Let's go to the top of page 3. This is another section. This is talking about actually bringing suit, and it's immediate. Line 7, immediately bring suit, and I put may. Go to line 11. Now we're going to double the amount. Another ding on these folks who are already down, already cash flow poor. So we're going to ding them again, double the amount. And payroll payment, and what I did was make it reflect, which is actually they're bringing suit for, which is the premiums, liabilities, interest, and penalties. So may and struck the double and just say we're going to actually go for what we're bringing suit on. Line 21, page 3, again, striking shall, inserting may. But the bottom of 23 and the top of 24 is may in whole or in part. This is actually critical. One of the companies that was put in this situation had both an administrative arm who was trying to collect the dollars that they're owed, and they have a field service operation. Well, the department can't differentiate between those two entities. They just got to enjoin the entire operation. So this gives a latitude to the department to say, hey, look, stop your extra hazardous duties because we don't want the liabilities that you're not paying for, but you can continue to do your administrative duties to collect the monies that you need. So this is about being able to separate the hazardous components of a business from the non-hazardous so the business can actually try to get back on its feet. The final thing you'll note is the new section J and K, page 4 and 5. In 4 and 5, this is where the division is allowed to enter into an installment agreement plan with a delinquent employer, and then it talks about the conditions of that. And, ladies and gentlemen, they have this ability in UI. They don't have it in workman's comp. Folks that are delinquent on one are generally delinquent on the other. So what they're trying to do is has parity between the two systems so that a company or an individual as an employer can get back on track and have a way to get out of the hole. One, we're not going to beat them up while they're in it. And two, if they come into this agreement, they're going to have some time to get through this because the cash flow will start coming depending on how the bankruptcy or whatever the concern is, depending on how it comes. These aren't folks that are going out of business. These are folks that are in a cash flow crunch because of something that occurs and it occurred in my community, and it occurs in your community when there's a forest fire and the tourism dries up. It occurs, and the agency that looks over this has about 2,000 delinquent cases at a time, at any one time. And the UI bill has a little different approach, but it also gives them some latitude to work with these folks to keep them employing and not let these delinquents go further and further and further. So, Madam Chairman, I would be glad to stand for any questions on the bill. I will move the Standing Committee, the Committee of the Whole Amendment. And the Committee of the Whole Amendment comes out of the discussion that we had in Committee Number 10. And it would be inserted on page 4, line 16. Currently, the way it reads is the dollars that they're owed are the only ones that can be put in an installment plan. And what we're trying to accomplish with this is if I can't make my first quarter payment, you know, I'm probably in trouble for my second quarter payment. So this would allow them to actually look at what they might owe in the future and build that into their payment plan. So if they're quarterly payers, i.e. four times a year, they could go to a monthly system. That takes down their cash flow requirements, and they can actually make those payments and get ahead. And hopefully by the third or fourth quarter, they're caught back up and everything's fine. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is simply a way to take some of the hammer out of our regulations, out of our statute, for businesses to actually continue to operate and give some latitude to the department. And this is what we're doing here, latitude to the department to work with our employers. Thank you, Madam Chairman, and I would stand for any questions. And I would ask for your favorable consideration. Move Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1 and ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
We're on committee amendment for House Bill Number 84. Is there any discussion? Questions been called? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Committee of the Whole Amendment Number for Bill Number 84 passes. We're back on the bill. Mr. Chairman? Oh, Representative Larson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and members of the House. I just would really express my appreciation to the bringer of this bill for the thought and the effort that went into this. He mentioned about issues up in the northeast part of the state where issues surrounding the coal industry, but I'd share with you, as we've seen gas and oil fall into the same situation, it has the situation is very, very similar. You normally in the past have seen your invoices being paid on anywhere from 25 to 30 days, and with the slowdown, you're seeing those same operators now paying at 60 to 90 days. Goes back to the cash flow issue that Representative Barlow does. As you're trying to meet the obligations of your payroll, your liability insurance, your workers' comp, your unemployment insurance, it really puts you in a precarious situation. And so then you use your operating loan that you have with your financial institution, and you get that backed up. And so we have this this interest rate of 2%, which equates out to about 24%, thinking that, well, that forces the employer to get a loan and make that right. But they're using those resources to just stay afloat. And so the thoughtful insight that went into this bill will have a significant impact on service industries and small employers all around the state, and I would encourage you to support the bill.
Thank you, Representative Larson. Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a couple of questions for the bringer of the bill. I'm curious if there was any discussion about the thought that a company that is in distress, not needing to pay the double penalties that are here now, would actually put paying unemployment insurance kind of at the bottom of the list of liabilities or bills due, and so therefore there's less incentive for the company to actually pay into the UI system. And is that a concern? And then my second question is that right now there is a judgment certain of double the amount on page 3, line 11. But that's been taken away, and now it's premium liabilities, interest and penalties. And so I'm curious about penalties because that isn't mentioned anywhere else. And so what was the thought about including this notion of penalty?
Thank you. Chairman Barlow?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. So to the first question about incentive, so let's be clear. This is workers' comp, and there was a reference made to UI, but similar in style of program. But the workers' comp is a constitutional program. It's only a state of Wyoming program. So there are some very foundational differences. But the incentive and the testimony by the department responsible for this said actually when folks get behind, they give up and walk away. And they think they'll actually collect more by having this latitude to bring more dollars into the system to get those folks current. The other thing is when someone is delinquent, they no longer have the protection of the corpus and of the system. Now they are subject to all claims that are brought forth. So now they're paying full price, if you will, not the group rate, if you will, the rate that's spread across the pool of employers. To the second question, this refers to page 3 and the new language it puts in premiums, liabilities, and interest and penalties. And I would just refer you back up to the top or to line 7 and 9. I was just trying to actually reflect what the suit is brought in the name of. The suit is brought in for the collection of these things, and yet we go down below and they can be assessed something completely different, double the amount of something completely different. And so the final question, I think the final question was penalties are actually in another subsection that is not in this statute, and I did not bring that in because there was no changes needed in that section to accomplish the goal. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. Representative Furphy.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm just concerned on page 2 about lowering that rate to 1%. Workers' compensation is very important to our state. And by keeping the interest rate as originally proposed at 2%, a person or a business has incentive to go out to a lender, for example, and borrow this money at a lower rate. When you're lowering it to 1%, that incentive falls away. And so I don't think our state should be a creditor. I think we should let the pros handle that and give some incentive to these businesses to seek financing at a lower rate. That's just my input. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any further discussion? Oh, excuse me, Representative Larson.
As we talk about this interest rate issue again, I would point out that small businesses generally have a line of credit and a lending capability at their financial institution that they perhaps have been doing work with for decades. And when you get into this distress-type situation, you've fallen back on that line of credit and the ability to use that, and it just puts more pressure on the depressed situation of your institution to pay to get that premium paid. Reducing that interest rate, it's still higher than what they're having to pay. It still puts pressure on you to do that. It just relieves. I mean, 24% interest is stout. So I like that adjustment. I thought it was a very good addition to the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Laux.
Madam Speaker, I guess I've got a couple questions. I have a little bit of concern with this bill based on the fact that if they're not making these payments, they're also in trouble elsewhere. And I understand the cash flow aspect of it. I don't know if I missed comment or not, but I'd like to know what the department, what their testimony was in committee on this, if there was any.
Thank you, Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. So the this was worked on, as I said, through the interim, including one of the good commenters from the central part of the state who has lots of dealings with the oil field industry. And the department actually, my belief is the department is supportive to the point that this is something they're actually doing some of this, and they're doing it outside the bounds that they actually have authority to do. So they're actually, and the employer that I sat down with was the financial manager for several businesses, and they were basically making choices between paying wages and what portion of the workers' comp or UI they could pay to get to keep this agency out of their hair for another month. And so this puts in statute the ability for the agency to actually do this in a way that is understood, has some sidebars, has some limitations. You know, we're not going beyond 12 months. This is not for folks that have no intention of paying it. This is for those entities, those companies, those employers of our state, Workman's Comp, UI, those are employers. Those are jobs paying wages. That's what this is based on. So this is about keeping those folks employing folks and keeping them going forward, not for the folks that are going to walk away anyway. My strong belief is that the agency responsible for this and the administrators feel this will complement their tools to get more dollars that are owed into the system to the system instead of having so many people just let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go until they give up. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. Representative Larson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. There's one other component of this scenario that I think is important for the body to learn, and that is that most of these small businesses, these small industries, in order to do work with some of these larger companies that work in the energy industry, they have to have a master service agreement. And in each master service agreement, there's a requirement to show the liability insurance coverage that you have, and they also have to show that you are paying and have a current workers' compensation certificate. So if you get in that distress situation and you miss that payment and they're required to come and pull that, you've just jerked the rug out from under them because now they're in violation of the conditions of their master service agreement, and they can't move forward and work for those customers that they've had. This provides them the ability to work through that bottleneck that they're experiencing financially and maintain those master service agreements. Good bill, and I would encourage you to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Is there further discussion on the bill? You've heard... The question's been called for. All those in favor of Chairman Barlow's motion, when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Bill number 84 do pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Bill passes. House Bill 84 has passed the Committee of the Whole. We're now on...
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Committee announcements. Okay. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet upon 10 minutes upon adjournment to hear two bills, 148, Tobacco Prevention, Cessation, and Treatment Programs, and 211, Developmental Preschool Payment Calculation Amendments. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. We have no other... Okay. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a reminder to the body, two things. CSG West representatives are in L54. For those who are WLA alumni, if you want to stop in, say hi. The other one is, and that's now. The other one is right now also is the Majority Caucus in L51. And so that you can fight over it, both are offering lunch. So just a reminder of the body. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
We stand in recess.
Madam Chair.
Oh, excuse me.
Madam Chair, we would like to invite everyone to the Minority Caucus at 1 p.m. The caucus is meeting 1 hour later than normal to hear a public presentation now by LSO reviewing the Craig Report, the Goldenrod, and the current fiscal situation of the state of Wyoming. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Freeman. My apologies. Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you. For Representative Madden, the House Bill 109, Volunteer Pension Account Search and Rescue, will be at 1 o'clock in the House, and I think it's L36 right across the hall here. So for your folks that are coming down.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, Chairman Northrup.
There we go. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Education number 4 will meet Wednesday, which is today, upon adjournment in L54. Note the change of place. We're going to talk about House Bill 190, Hathaway Reserve Account, House Bill 191, Hathaway Expanded Wyoming Scholarships, and House Bill 194, School Safety and Security.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there Representative Hunt is headed to the microphone.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, will be meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow in H36 to discuss House Bill 118, Purchase of Water Rights and Facilities, and House Bill 129, Amendments to the Food Freedom Act. Thank you.
All right. Now we stand in recess.